when Simin Shin Yud Aleph, we're up to Sivav, and we'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Sivav Meis Hamutal Bachama. In the case of someone was nifter, the body is lying and the sun is beating down on it, and it's going to cause for the body to decompose quickly. Vein le mokum le taltalo, and there's no place to carry it to. If there were a place to carry it, then we were matter. We learned before that it would be mutter al yedei kikur v'tinik. Nevertheless, that's only if you have a place to put it. But if you don't have a place to put it, so the kikur v'tinik is not going to help you. Putting a kikur on it is not going to help you because you don't have where to put it. Oshal arotzel azizu makomu, or you dafka wanted it to stay over there. Boin shneip, so what's the problem? What you want to do is not move the mace, but create some kind of shelter around him to keep the sun from beating down on him. So what do you do? Boin shneip b'nei yodam v'yoshmi beis stodim. Beis stodav. Two people come, they sit on either side of him. Chamlo emol mata. They say that the ground is hot. They don't want to sit on the ground. Zemevi mitosav yoshev alev. Zemevi mitosav yoshev aleho. So each one brings what was called a bed in those days. It was what they used to sit on. And each one sits down on it. Cham lemel mala. Each one of them finds that it's very hot. Zemevi machzeles uparos al gav. Zemevi machzeles uparos al gav. Each one puts a mat to cover it because it's hot on top. Then, ze zokef mitoso v'nishmat v'holochlo. This one puts up his bed. V'zeme zokef mitoso v'nishmat v'holochlo. And this one does, in a way that it forms like a canopy over the mace. Nimtzis mechitza asuya me'aleha. Shrei machzele ze, gabeim smuchu zolozo. Meaning, the two machzelo, the edge of the two mats end up touching. And the two sides of it are on the ground. So what you end up having is two walls and a ceiling over it. This is an all arai. This is meant as something temporary. It is also midrabbanan generally on Shabbos. For kavod ames, they were matir bitnai, that it be done in a way that it's not nikur. They're doing a derech haroma, so it's not nikur that they're creating this as an ohel. The Magen Avraham says that lamaisa, if they really think that there's a chash that the body will decompose and will develop an odor very quickly because the sun's beating down on it and they don't feel like staying there altogether, they can just put a mat over it. Just be careful not to make an oil at that point. Siv Zayin, mutul losu chames. They are allowed to put to wash the mace ulhadicho, wash whether be it with oil or some kind of detergent or be it with water. Velishmo takar mita. Now the reason it's mutter is because they're not moving him; they're just touching. Mukze is not also benegia. Velishmo takar mitachtav, and let's say there's a blanket underneath him which is making him warm and will encourage and speed up the decomposing. Kadei shelo yasriach, in order to prevent him from developing a foul odor. Obavad shelo yaziz bo shum aver, as long as you do not move any limb because the mace is mukta. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that many have a minug of actually picking him up al yedei kikur v'tinok, or just picking him up and then taking out whatever's under him. They're not moving him from place to place. Or what they do is they close the eyes or straighten out all the different limbs, and they claim that it's based on Kabbalah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that all of these things are usur on Shabbos. If the mace is just lying in a place and lying on a blanket, say, so you're supposed to pull out the blanket, but nothing more than that. What he does say is like this. As far as Kabbalah, he says it was all a mistake. The only one thing is closing the eyes seems to be a necessity. Even so, it's usur. However, for people who do it in limchos, because they have what to be somach on. In the case of a mace that is all filthy, and it's a lack of kavod mace, so the halachi is, what you can do is you can actually carry him by way of kikur v'tinok, move him somewhere else, and pour water on him to wash him. But you have to be careful not to do it by way of some kind of rag because of schita or libun in the rag. V'mhoya piv niftach v'holach. What happens if his mouth keeps opening more and more, and it's a bizoyin? Kosher es halechi. You're allowed to tie the jaw be'inyan shelo yosif li paseach in order that the mouth not open more. Avalo kadei sheyisager mashen niftach, but you're not allowed to close that which was open. It's also even part of it. Shim keno yemezes aver, because that's considered being mezes and aver, moving an aver. Mitam zein matzima meinav shal meis b'shabbes, and that is why you do not close the eyes of a meis on Shabbos. And once again, the Mishnah Berurah says that as far as the makilim ein limchos, if they claim that it's done al pi kabbalah, mechashash sakana.